Those are competitive woodworkers in New England sharpening their hand-planing skills in a Norwalk, Connecticut shop. They're getting ready to do battle against each other tomorrow when the metal hits the wood at the first New England hand-plane competition. It's expected to draw nationally known contestants. Well, they're known to people who know a lot about hand-planing. While there have been hand-planing matches in Japan for some time, and one on the West Coast last year, the sponsors of the event say this is a first for the Northeast. Organizer John Machak points out that what counts will not be the surface of the 7-foot by 2-inch plank of white pine used in the contest. Rather, it's what's removed.
What we're going to do is measure the shaving. We're going to measure it in 5 different locations, take the average, and that's going to be an indication of the skill of the planer as to their capabilities of sharpening and eye-hand coordination in using a hand plane.
Now, is this something that people would practice for, or you're just going to bring your ordinary skills that you use in woodworking? And
I believe people who practice will have no more of an edge than somebody who constantly uses hand planes and works with them frequently. It's just going to come down to who has the best skills in sharpening and hand-eye coordination of pulling a shaving.
Given the competitions you've heard about in Japan or the one on the West Coast last year, what is your guess as to just about how thin the winning shaving is likely to be?
I think the majority of them are going to be 1 to 2/1000ths of an inch. That's like 0.001. I know they've gotten much thinner down to the 4th decimal place.
Wow. We're talking about the thickness of paper here.
Oh, thinner.
Thinner than paper. And does the shaving have to hold together? If you picked it up and it suddenly fell apart from its very thinness, would that disqualify the person who had just produced that shaving with a hand plane?
Well, that can be a challenge, sir. It's going to be 2 inches wide by 7 feet long, and it's going to have to be measurable and hold together to be a winner.
Now, how commercialized is this event going to be? Will people have caps with tool companies' names on them and shirts with sponsors on them and the like?
No, and it wasn't meant to be too commercialized.
Can you imagine ever having the hand planing competition on ESPN3 or ESPN4 or whatever cable channel might have it?
Well, those fine folks from ESPN are just literally up the road in Meriden here in Connecticut. And yes, we did send them an email and try to get them here.
So perhaps you'll yet be covered. I will see you on SportsCenter, possibly.
Oh, we'd love it.
John Machak, thank you very much for talking with us.
And thank you very much.
Okay, John Machak, who is host to the New England Hand Plane Competition on Saturday at the Woodworkers Club of Norwalk, Connecticut.